I was promised Dr. John Whitcomb comes to these microphones. And when we have what I understand to be theological thinking on the parts of some people, but non-theological thinking on the parts of other people, I want to bring Dr. Whitcomb to these microphones to help explain to us really what is reality when you look at God's Word. And God's Word is the bottom line. It's the Word only that we should depend upon for absolute truth. Dr. John, thank you so much for being with us, sir.
Praise the Lord. A wonderful and joyful privilege.
You know, there's been some dastardly events happening out there in the Midwest, out in the West, in Oklahoma in particular. The terrible destruction that took place, the loss of life. It's just a bad thing. It's been covered on the national news networks, and everybody's heart's been broken as you've watched it. I know mine has. But there has been a phrase that keeps coming up, and I wanted to ask you about it and see if you could give us a definition, or is it really such a thing as Mother Nature? They say Mother Nature has been responsible for all of this. What is this term, Mother Nature? Give me some insight into that.
The idea, of course, is simply that that the impersonal, irresponsible activities of the natural world system is just something you take for granted. There's no meaning, no significance, no purpose in it. But God's written revelation, the Bible, has the opposite view. The Father, not some Mother Nature, but Father, Son, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, who provided for us an infinitely perfect eternal answer to these problems. May I just share a couple of things from God's Word? This is shocking. What did Jesus say about disasters like this? In Luke 13, verse 4, he said, "Do you suppose that those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them were worse culprits than all the men who live in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." In other words, these are lessons that God is giving us to not depend upon health and prosperity and life forever here on this earth. We are here on a very limited time period to learn about Him. You say, you mean Jesus is not concerned, sorrowful? Oh, yes. Listen to John chapter 11, when his friend Lazarus died, and Mary and Martha, his sisters, were grieving. "Lord, if you had only been here, he wouldn't have died." Now listen to what he said. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said, "Come and see." And Jesus wept. Jesus is infinitely sorry, sad, grievous when he sees people suffering. And I say, well, now, wait a minute. What about those 10 children that Job had? They were wiped out by a tornado, a great wind. And the awful reaction of his wife, she said, "Curse God and die." But we know what that book of Job is for, don't we? That when disasters come in our lives, we're to trust the Lord in spite of all. I've had some disasters in my life. God took my wife and left me with 4 children 44 years ago. God has gotten my attention, dear friends, as doubtless he has gotten your attention time and time again. But wait till you hear this. The worst is coming. Jesus said in Matthew 24:21, "There shall be a time of tribulation such as never was, known or ever shall be." Friends, billions of people will die. And we're not minimizing what happened in Moore, Oklahoma, when 24 died. And about 14 years ago, 44 died from tornadoes in that very dangerous, what they call Tornado Alley back there. But what's coming upon the world? Revelation 6, verse 8, Revelation 9, verse 15, half of the human race will die during that awful time of testing, trauma, to get the attention of the human race to who God really is and what he's done. But here we come. Here's the big one, folks. All of this that has happened because of the curse, our sin, all that is happening, tornadoes, volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, tsunamis, all kinds of horrible things happening. Yes, but wait till you hear this. Nothing that humans have ever experienced or willed compared to what God's own beloved Son suffered on the cross for us. He suffered an eternity of horrible affliction from the hand of his Father to pay the price we could never pay, that we might have a way to heaven forever with him. So in spite of human sin that brought the curse, there's hope for eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ, according to Romans 8:18 and following. And I trust, dear friend, in spite of the problem here, we all admit we have a problem discerning the will and purpose and plan of God, but nothing is happening by chance. There's no mere mother nature. There's a plan. And I say, God help us to understand what you meant by what you said in the Holy Bible, the only book you've ever written.
Wow. Thank you. What a wonderful treatment of what the world has been focused on there, especially in Moore, Oklahoma. Interesting to me that you brought up, and I had forgotten that fact, that the children of Job were taken away by a tornado as such as well. Now,
right.
Prior to the flood, when Earth was as it was in those first 1600 years before the flood, there were no tornadoes. In fact, it was type of tropical weather all across the world at that time. But after the flood, summer and winter, spring and fall, hot and cold came. And is that not the reasons that tornadoes come into existence?
Right. So nothing is happening today that we could say is supernatural in the way of a disaster that's happening. The supernatural disasters are coming during the Great Tribulation that could happen, start today. Who knows? Only God knows when that can start happening. But today, these are things that are not out of. I mean, I lived in Florida for several years. We had hurricanes almost every year. We almost got hit by one. Now there are hardly any down there. Tornadoes, yes. Volcanic eruptions here and there, but not when Mount St. Helens blew up, you remember, back in 1980. That was an awful catastrophe, but nothing compared to what had been happening in volcanic eruptions in the previous 2,000 or 3,000 years. The Ice Age was awful, but it modified. Things are not as bad as they can be or will be. We say thank you, Lord, for each day you give us to honor you, to thank you, to love you, and to serve you.
And as we have to stop and think about it, things in the past, things present, and things future, whether we consider them disasters or times of heartache, whatever, the Lord knows all about it. The Lord has allowed it to happen, and the Lord is using it as a part of his plan to bring us to him, is he not?
Amen.
Well, that is a very interesting conversation that I've just had with Dr. John Whitcomb. Dr. John, thank you so much. You've been a student of God's Word for many, many years. You understand that one of your specialties is teaching the book of Job. And boy, that would be a good book for people to read, would it not? Understanding what Job had to go through and at the Lord allowing that to happen.
Right. We have a whole course on that, as you'll see on our website, whitcombministries.org, and hope it can be of help to somebody. Because at the end of that book, Satan didn't say, oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong. He didn't deny you. And Satan will finally be thrown out. He will be defeated at last.
Amen and amen. Dr. John Whitcomb, I wanted to have a conversation with him. I wanted to get a definition, if there was one, for Mother Nature. We find out there's no such thing as Mother Nature. But indeed, how these disasters will bring us closer to Jesus Christ and to the plan that God has for each and every one of us. John, thank you so very much, my good friend. I know we're going to have additional conversations down the road.
God be with you, brother. Thank you so much.